You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I was just searching Lance to find out if I want to see. You know, he was working until 4:38 in the morning, he told us, on his next two rounds and who everybody was going to take in their next two rounds. And I can't find that anywhere.
Maybe they think it should post at a different time for more impact. I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to wait to post it.
Oh, really? Post it right now, yeah. So people can actually see it. He worked all night on it. Post it. Let's go. Anyway, so you search for Lance, and it says people also search for Jordan Love and Joe Burrow. Huh. How's that? People also search for, and in it, you know, he's got a wiki page. I don't have a wiki page. What a jerk.
Well, you don't work for NFL.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah, no, but still, I mean, what the hell? Lance, jerk. And, people search for Bucky Brooks, Daniel, and Seth Payne. People also search for Seth Payne. Wow. And then it says, parents, Larry Zierlein. Oh, what? What about his mom? What about moms? How come she's not on there?
Mom didn't coach in the NFL.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Moms.
Super Bowl champion.
If it wasn't for moms, he wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for Marcia, there'd be no Lance Zierlein.
Certainly, biologically, you're correct, but I guess Wiki doesn't think that's relevant.
Oh, really? Women aren't relevant now, Dell. Thank you.
I said Wiki.
Okay.
Did I say me?
That's what you think.
No, I said Wiki doesn't think Marcia Zierlein's relevant for their page.
Ooh,
sorry.
Wow.
I'm not the one making the
page. I'm always thinking women are important in this world. Okay?
Yeah, to make you a sandwich, like you like to say. That's what you say. If you look under Lance's personal life, it looked like someone like copied and pasted it from the notes app. Mm-hmm. He has five children. They are Drake, Alec, Mason, Sebastian, and Mariana. Sebastian, who is nicknamed Snacks, has appeared in many viral videos and has been mentioned on the radio by Lance. Did Snacks write that? Lance's father, Larry Zierlein, has coached college and professional football for over 38 years and is formerly on the staff of the Arizona Cardinals. Under personal life. Didn't say anything about
his
wife.
Nobody update it? Can somebody update this and put at the end? Because it says Zierlein worked at 790 as a morning sports talk radio host from 2011 to 2017. How about, and now he's on ESPN 975.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, internet.
He has hosted, it doesn't even have, wait a minute. Lance Zierlein is a sports analyst and commentator. He has hosted sports talk shows on KLT, KBME, and KGAL. Where's us? Hi, Lance.
What?
Oh, 97.5. Oh, I guess I don't care about what.
So, giant omissions. Doesn't mention him working for ESPN 97.5, and no mention of his wife.
Yeah, they make it sound like he's a single dad working in radio, working NFL Network jobs, and doing all this on his own.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, what? Nicole. Sorry, Nicole. Yeah, you don't matter, apparently, in Lance's life.
I got to know who edited the personal life, because it looks completely different from the rest of the page.
Snacks did.
And didn't mention not one mention of, you know, the woman who helped create those five children?
None. Zero.
Yo.
And where's Marcia? What? Lance is just, oh, my God, a misogynist, okay?
Lance didn't write that.
He kind of did.
No, but he told the internet, hey, take any mentions of powerful women out of my profile right now.
I'm
the dominant figure in this house.
I would remove my daughter from the equation, but I don't think I could get away with that because I do have five children.
Yeah, we'll just give her a mention, but that's it. That's it.
I feel like Snacks wrote it, because why would they list the five kids and then Sebastian, who's nicknamed Snacks, has appeared in many viral videos? Who wrote that?
Sebastian. No question.
Well,
Snacks
to be fair, none of the other kids have cool nicknames.
That's true.
Oh, Madi. Madi does.
The Nun? Is that a cool enough nickname?
Right.
No, but that's ESPN stuff. We don't exist in this universe.
Sebastian has been around longer than Lance has been on ESPN 975. You are correct.
He has been. He absolutely. Yep, Sebastian is. No, Sebastian's a star. But I'm pretty sure Sebastian wrote this. Absolutely. How about that? We're breaking down the day after the draft. We're breaking down Lance's wiki
because our draft guy isn't here.
Well, what? Yeah. Well, what do you want us to break down? There's no picks for the Texans.
Let's just talk about
Okay.
Let's just talk about
Joe Burrow.
How about
soft ass Joe Burrow for
the next 2 hours? Oh, really? Because Joe is adaptable. Oh, I don't like Skyline chili. Well, you know what? I'm going to try it. That's the kind of nice guy Joe Burrow is.
No, not try it. I'm going to read. You know what? Maybe it changed a little bit. Why do you think it's going to change, Joe Burrow? Huh? Why do you think Skyline chili is going to change?
By the way, Joe was down in Louisiana with some of the best food in the world, mm-hmm. and now he's going to Skyline Chili. Joe, stick to your guns. Skyline Chili blows.
I just heard Joe Burrow say he's going to try Asian crawfish, too.
Oh, Asian crawfish. Joe Burrow would never say that.
He's back to being B-U-R-R-O-W, not that stupid name he had when he walked out for senior day. He's back to being Burrow.
E-A-U-X.
He's back to being Burrow.
E-A-U-X.
And Burrow eats Asian crawfish.
Joe Burrow is too white. How about he had three months?
Go get a tan. Go get a spray tan.
I know, Joe. Get out and throw a football or something.
What are you doing?
Man,
does he only work out inside?
He owns a dome stadium. That's where Joe Burrow comes from. Dad owns a dome stadium because he'd never seen the sun.
I don't need excuses from Joe Burrow. All right, because if the president can still get a tan during a pandemic, my dude can get a spray tan. You can too, Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow. The president's none too. You know that.
Wait, before we move on, I just want to point out you two have changed his last name to a Yiddish name, Burrow.
Burrow.
He's not. What are you doing?
I'm going to read it like it's written, Burrow.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Well, finally, because Joe Burrow's been talking about Skyline Chili for a while, it finally came out, I guess, last night. He's been hating on Skyline Chili on Twitter since 17.
And someone found it and asked him, hey, Joe, what do you think about our great cuisine, Skyline Chili, now that you're in Cincinnati? Well, I guess I'll give it a try. I'll try to like it.
Oh, you think he's going to go four-way or five-way if he gets it? For those who don't know, you got to go four-way because it's spaghetti, chili, cheese, and onions.
That's terrible. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I'm
a Skyline Chili expert.
This is your fine cuisine. Goodness gracious. You're awful. What an awful place to live. Cincinnati.
That's just, they're known everything. For poor food. That's the poorest food, isn't it?
How long have they had these uniforms? Can't they change them? Can't they change those helmets?
They're not changing the helmets. They're the Tigers.
Please change the helmets.
Why do you dislike the helmet so much?
Because it's so stupid. It's like the Rockets' pajama uniform.
But they've had those helmets
since Boomer,
and before. It's not like they switched to those 5 years ago. Those have been a thing a long time.
I know. I just don't want to see my Joe Burrow in that.
Well, don't watch the games. You're a Texan fan. No.
How can you not?
It's
How
easy.
Can people not watch? Now they're the America's team.
No, they're not.
Yeah. With Joe Burrow on it? Yeah.
No, he's not America's quarterback.
Yeah.
John, did you have a SEC stands dad moment yesterday when the SEC had 16 selections? Were you just like, oh, yeah.
SEC. How about Ohio State? The first three picks.
Yeah, they were all teammates at one point. Did you use Stan's dad has a Randy, his actual name. Randy's in that room, and he's got, you see the lotion? Did you use your garlic butter?
I could have. But it got too hard. I mean, that stuff just turned into paste. I mean, it's got to be good for you if it hardens like that.
Oh, you can make reference to it, but when I say it.
No, but not like that.
Why?
Not using garlic butter.
I don't know what you want to use. Why not?
Nothing wrong with that. You use whatever's there. Right?
John, when Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the final pick, not only from LSU, but also the SEC, did you go, Wendy, put that garlic butter in the microwave?
No, it's too hot. Too hot.
Well, you let it cool down.
No. Now he's getting an
assist?
Hey,
oh.
Honestly, is it fair that the Chiefs got Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Is that fair?
You're just no. rubbing it in people's
Gosh,
faces.
Another weapon. Another offensive weapon. And only the best running back in the draft out of the backfield. And Patrick right. Mahomes, one of the best at throwing to running backs.
I mean, dude, his highlight, you see, I mean, I love that dude. That is a player.
Same here.
That it's over. The rest of the league, you don't even have to have, you know, just give the Chiefs the title again. Just give them the title for the next 7 years. That's all. We Man, don't even have to play these games. We don't need a season. We don't.
So real quickly, on the SEC thing, it was six schools, by the way. Six schools produced that many picks. LSU, Alabama had historic classes. LSU had a historic season and well-deserved picks in the first round. But, man, SEC Twitter was a mess last night. Just stop it. Every year it happens. We know SEC produces the most first-rounders, all that. But it was six schools that did this, okay? Not every. It wasn't the whole conference. It was six schools.
Yeah, well, LSU had five. How many did Alabama have? And Georgia had a nice night. Auburn. It was you're right. It was six schools, but they're all in the same.
Six schools.
So what he's saying is Arkansas, Vanderbilt, A&M, Hush.
Yeah, but the six schools at the top are pretty good.
Yeah, but I think all Hill's saying is, guys,
right?
Don't take credit.
Yeah, it
for
wasn't a top to bottom SEC thing. It wasn't like. It was spread out. It was six schools.
Six out of 14.
Not even half your conference. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. But what other conference has six teams that deep with talent?
Let's see. Big 12 had three, right? Texas Tech, TCU, Oklahoma. Anybody else? Big 10 had Michigan. Obviously, Ohio State. Iowa was in there. So that's three.
Yeah, but they had one. I mean, yeah, Iowa had one. I mean, it's like your third team had one.
No, but we're saying in terms of schools, right?
Yeah, number of schools, right.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, it's stupid, you know. But the SEC, it's just not even – I don't even know that you can even argue this anymore.
All he's saying is if you're a fan of, like, Vanderbilt or Missouri, stop chanting SEC on a night like tonight.
No, but you can, you say, yeah, but I got to play these teams. Who are you playing?
That's fine, but you guys.
Okay, good. Then leave the conference.
Those teams go out of conference and lose. What are you talking about? I got to play. Yeah. Not like Vanderbilt and Missouri are killing people out of conference.
They're destroying.
I'm pretty sure Missouri lost to Wyoming last year. So, no, they're not destroying.
What was the SEC's record in the bowls last year?
I don't know. What was it?
I think it was like 6-2 or something. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. But no, the SEC is better. That's all.
That's fine.
And yeah, the love for the SEC is stupid. Another SEC. I've been living it. Are you kidding me? For the last 25 years, I've been living it. My brother-in-law. We go over, go to an LSU game, and he lives close, so we go to his house beforehand. And he's got to watch the 11 o'clock Vanderbilt Tennessee game. And I'm like, really, dude? Yeah. I mean, Michigan's playing Ohio State today. I don't. Who cares? No one cares. No one cares about those conferences. What? What? No, it's true. I mean, it's true. Those people think the only thing that matters is SEC. Even watching, yes, they watch Vanderbilt. They watch Kentucky football.
Well,
that yeah.
At least Kentucky's okay. But you're one of those people now.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I like all the teams.
No,
like,
you are.
You're
I
one
like
of
watching,
them.
No, I like watching. I watch Oklahoma State all the time. I watch other. Mm-hmm. I watch others.
Not
other
anymore.
Conferences.
You're not allowed to. You're gonna have to watch a rebuild LSU team now.
Oh, guess what? Oklahoma State gonna win your conference, and you're gonna be. Guess what? You're gonna be crying again about how crappy your team is, Raheel. Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Did Chad Clay pay you to say that?
No, my daughter went there, bro.
How many pizzas did Chad Clay send you?
That's all. Every time you have an opinion, we're just going to ask, how many pizzas did someone give you?
And our Aggies, too.
John, you better talk about the Texans this morning or Toro's going to come slap you with this sausage.
Why is Mickey Mouse saying that?
We had a discussion during the break. Anytime we use a totalitarian mascot like a bossy mascot, it's going to have that voice. John, you better keep talking positive about the Texans or it won't just be sausage in your mouth.
Wait, what? Wait, that's Toro now?
Yeah, it's Toro. Yep. It's Mickey.
Toro sounds like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. Oh,
John, okay. You were eating my pizza last night. You better not mess this up, bitch. You know what to say, mother effer.
Whoa, Mickey. Whoa, Toro. Whoa, Toro, ease up. 816 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody, got a piece in it. Got a dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Jason sent, did you guys see this? So people in the UK are being injected with the vaccine. And there's a picture of Elisa Granato was the first volunteer to be injected. Just another hero. Just another hero. Thank you. Yeah, I wish you guys would just thank us, the Granados, for our service. That's all. And she looks like, actually, she looks like one of us. She looks like my niece, actually. But and she's in the UK with good teeth. Okay. So you know, even able to overcome that whole tooth problem in the UK, the Granados are. How about that?
Man, that is the most UK-looking person ever.
Isn't she?
Apparently she's a doctor.
Yeah.
She's
a
what?
She's an actual doctor.
Of course she is. She's a Granado.
Well, it's with animals, but still.
Well, whatever.
No, she doesn't do
we
stuff.
Save, we don't care. We'll save animals, too.
Doesn't do
That's
medicine.
What we do.
No, you don't like dogs.
No, but I don't care if my people save them. You know what? Whatevs. That's what we do. It's what we do. Yeah, Cliff's house does look like the house in Parasite, doesn't it?
It's got that vibe.
It does have that vibe.
Does that just say that Cliff really didn't have any responsibilities last night? Like, he had, like, what did he have? Two TVs and Netflix was on one of them. What was he doing?
Yeah, it looked like he did have a computer there, though. He did have his laptop there.
Yeah, he had a draft board.
Did you like their pick? Did you like Isaiah Simmons? I mean, there was. Can we stop that Isaiah Simmons isn't going to be a good pick?
Told you.
How were they going to put him? Oh, can we stop?
Every time we talk about it, Lance.
If you're too stupid to use Isaiah Simmons, then you're too stupid to be in the NFL.
Lance keeps bringing it up that. A defensive coordinator will say, "Yeah, sure, he's flexible and he does these things, but if I put him at an outside linebacker on third and or second and eight, that means I'm taking my actual outside linebacker off the field, and then I got to inject the safety into the mix who might not be as good.
Or they don't like maybe to be the safety's flexible. Better.
No, well, that's
well, then,
not.
Well, then why would you do that? Okay, if Isaiah Simmons isn't better than the then Isaiah Simmons won't be on the field." Isaiah Simmons can move all over, or don't move him all over. Just play him at one spot. How's that?
And well,
maybe he is your outside linebacker. maybe he is your outside linebacker.
Well, we heard Lance said he's not very instinctual, so that's the thing he's going to have to learn. I'm just telling you what he said.
I saw a guy that was making a lot of flipping
tackles. They said
tackles.
He's not a true linebacker.
I saw a guy that was a top 10 pick in the NFL
All
draft.
I'm telling you is what the draft guy has said he's talked to other teams about, that he's not a true linebacker. He doesn't have the instincts for, at least not yet. Then is he really a sideline to sideline safety? So those are the things that were discussed. Now, he fell to eight. Not like he fell that far. He just landed at eight. But apparently, those are some of the questions about him as a player.
NFL teams are the king at talking themselves out of players.
Yes.
Like, for whatever reason, they're covering their asses. They just want to make sure that information's out there so when they pass on a guy, the fans don't kill them. The NFL teams are the worst at this. How about you just start using the guys that, if they're good at something, use them in that situation. You know what? That works. That's it. It comes down to that simple of a play. If they're good at that, use them. If they're not good at it, help them improve, and hopefully they get better. And then until then, You don't have to use him in that situation.
Well, we saw with Derwin James. Derwin James, because I don't know if it was because of his flexibility, but he was a guy who Florida State used all over the field, nickel, star, which is kind of one of their linebacker positions at Florida State. Sometimes they had him rush the passer, and he fell to 17. So I don't know if it was because of flexibility or they didn't know how to use him. Now, Derwin James appears to be a good player when he can stay on the field and be healthy. So let's say you're a team, and you don't think Isaiah Simmons is good enough to be drafted in the top 10 as a linebacker. Okay, so he's not good enough. But is he good enough to be a safety? So those are the questions that they ask. I just don't think NFL teams think flexibility is great all the time. Because we've seen guys fall
alleged tweeners. Our great coach loves versatility. We never play any of our offensive linemen in the same spot. We move them all over every play so that they can, I don't know why, instead of being really good at one position. Our team loves versatility, okay? And our team is the standard bearer for the NFL. So
yeah, they are a versatile team, though. They really are, because one week they'll win a playoff game, and then they're so versatile they get their ass kicked in the next week. They're versatile. So they can be really good one week and really bad the next.
Well, there's that. there is. Why do you keep going back to 51-7? Why do you keep doing that?
Because they brought a coach back who got blown out 51-7.
Just because they lost to the Colts badly at home in a playoff game, just because they got beat 30-0 by the Chiefs, where they ran back the opening kickoff and it was over and 4 seconds into the game. Just because of that, you sound negative.
Yeah, you don't talk about how they beat the Bills and they beat the Raiders. You don't look at the positives.
Yeah, you don't look at how they sent me pizza last night.
Oh, okay. I wish they would have lost to the Bills now.
Why do you wish they would have lost to the Bills? That was an exciting game, by the way.
Yeah, because of how poorly they played for about three quarters of it.
over three quarters, actually. They got their ass handed to them.
It took a Deshaun miracle to keep that game alive.
Yeah, but I guess guess what team he's on? That's right, the Texans. Bing, 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 winner.
Not last night. Winner. How about as soon as that news broke? The news breaks that the Texans, Diana Rossini had it, I believe, first. The Texans are trying to get into the first round, and everyone's like, see? And all the negative people are like, damn, there goes Deshaun. I guess they're trading Watson now. As soon as that's how big of a joke Bill O'Brien has become as a GM. National people are like, well, I guess we're going to look out for a Deshaun Watson trade.
No, please don't trade Deshaun Watson. Please, Bill. Please do me that favor. That'd be awesome. Lance joins us top of the hour here. We'll get his thoughts on. And he's going to be tired, though, boys. Let's face it. Lance is going to be tired.
He's going to be cranky.
He's going to be able to join us.
Yeah, I don't know. Raheel, you might stick around.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I need you to poke the bear. I need you to
talk about how bad he was for his final mock draft.
Just as soon as he comes on, hey Lance, didn't you have Justin Herbert going 18th?
And Lance, how did that work out? Lance, didn't you say the Dolphins were going to take a tackle in our text string? Andrew Thomas went to the Giants at 4, and I was like, ha 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 ha, no Andrew Thomas to the Dolphins. He goes, oh, they're going to take a tackle 5 anyway. I was like, Lance, didn't you have the Dolphins taking a tackle anyway? And I don't see a tackle 5. I saw two.
Dude,
if you'd have been as vanilla as possible, you'd have been dead on in this draft. If you'd have said, I think that, let's see. The Dolphins have been talking about Tua. They're going to take Tua. Justin Herbert, the Chargers need a quarterback. Okay, they're going to take Okay, Derek Brown next. Yeah, that makes sense because he's the next best player. Okay. And if you did Okuda, like everybody's been saying for months and months and months to the line, all right. And you would have been, if you could have just been vanilla. But you got to, those mock drafts, they all got to be, because how much play did Lance get when the Dolphins moved up to number one, right? Didn't they move, or number two? What did he have once the Dolphins move it up, Dell?
I don't remember because mock drafts don't matter to me. But I know he had I think he had.
Somebody moved
up. I don't remember the move.
In one of his drafts. And
Miami moved up, I thought.
It created.
I'll find it.
It created 5 days of content for NFL Network. Right? So that's what you got to do with those mock drafts. You gotta.
So you're saying follow the money.
You gotta do all kinds of crazy crap. Just
NFL mock draft 2.0. Dolphins go get Joe Burrow.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. Yep. You gotta go up to number one. That created a whole week of content for NFL Network. Which, thanks, Lance. That's what you got to do with those. That's what mock drafts are for. And you know what? I talked to Patrick Chastain yesterday, as a matter of fact. I gave him a call and see how things were going. And he's like, you know what? It's really good. And listen, the place can't be cleaner, but we understand if you want to do virtual, if you want to buy virtually, you can do that. But just the thing here is they're making it so easy for you right now. 0% financing for 84 months. Nothing down, no payments for 6 months. In 6 months, I have a feeling we're all going to be in a pretty good place. But even still, after that, I got to have my payments where I need them. Done. Your payments will be exactly where you need them, because that's the first thing that they worry about over at Chastain is, where do you got to be? Where do your payments have to be? Let's make it easy for you, because the last thing you want to do is choke on a car payment every month, right? No, what you want to do is have it where, okay, it's a car. I want to have it where I enjoy the car. It's a great vehicle, but secondly, that I can afford it. This is what they're doing every single day. And especially with 84 months of 0% financing, that's ridiculous. So if you're upside down on your car right now, you want to trade it in, and you need that new car, go to ChastainFord.com. Chastain Ford, 5 minutes from downtown, on 610, two exits from 59, Homestead, not Hempstead. It's Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. I have a feeling Epinesa is going to be their pick.
Is he going to be there at 40, though?
He could well be. He could well be right there, yeah. And he's big, strong. I mean, there's a chance. 6'5", 275. Maybe put another 15 pounds on him and play opposite JJ. I got a feeling this is the dude. All right? Iowa boy. He must love Jesus.
You got, so here are the teams that are ahead of the Texans, by the way. Today, round two starts. You got the Bengals at 33, Colts, Lions, the Giants, the Patriots, Panthers, Dolphins, and the Texans at number 40. Eighth pick in the second round.
None of them need defensive line, so good.
The Lions need defensive line. Yeah, Dolphins, Colts.
Nobody needs defensive
line. You don't think the Colts could use...
No. I like him. He hustles around. He makes plays down the field. Rushes the passer. I love this guy. Let's go. AJ Epinesa. We need a little, okay, Iowa Hispanic. What? Yep. That's what we're about. And he loves baby Jesus. Right here it says it.
I don't think they wrote that anywhere. Baby Jesus lover.
Yeah. He loves the baby Jesus. It says right here.
So yesterday, Jordan Love to the Packers. The Packers move up, and again, the more I think about it, yes, it makes sense. You have to be ready for the eventual departing of Aaron Rodgers. I know, and the plan has worked out for them before, but man, do you really really the best offensive weapon left at that point was Edwards-Helaire? Do you pass up on that? Because at 26, like you look below after them, it was linebacker, tackle, cornerback, and then Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the last pick of the first round. I'm still not sure if that was the right move. I know Lance and Dell, you guys felt like it was the right move. You have to plan for the future. John, what did you think about the Packers?
Well, I think they did exactly what they did with you know what? You get a quarterback when you don't need a quarterback. And if you like this guy and you think he's going to be – that's what they did with Aaron Rodgers. What was he, 22 overall? Or whatever he was, whatever Aaron Rodgers fell to. Jordan Love didn't fall. Aaron Rodgers had a chance to be the number one overall pick. Jordan Love didn't. But if you really like that guy and think that he's going to be the future, I love the pick. I love it. Now, this year, yeah. Are they close this year? But it's not a one-year deal. Bill O'Brien, it's not one and done. It's not, you know what? There's you got your plan for the future. You don't need your reaction everything because that's what you have to do.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be a one-year deal, though. It doesn't have to be a one-year deal with Aaron Rodgers. He still has, at minimum, okay, two prime years left.
Yeah, right. Or if you're tired of paying him, you pay him 1 year, and you go, hey, you want to go somewhere else? Go ahead. We got our guy of the future here, and we want to start to groom him. I mean, they got to the NFC Championship game, right? So they were pretty good. But does anybody think that the Packers are going to win right now? Are the Packers going to win right now? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think they attack it the way you might be. Because if you get to the NFC title game, even if you get blown out, you think, all right, maybe it's a bad matchup. Maybe in a different setting we make a Super Bowl. I didn't say I agreed with it. I just pointed out why they did it when we were going back and forth. If you are and Aaron Rodgers or a veteran on that team, you got to be like, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers, he still has four more years left on this deal. He has a potential out in 2022, but he's still here. I mean, and I guess you can trade for him and a team is going to take him on if he's aging, but why would you trade him then if he's still good?
Right. Well, because you want to – because, I mean – hey, it's a bold move, especially moving up and giving up more to go and get Jordan. You must love him and think, you know. But again, you draft a quarterback when you don't need him, and otherwise you stick yourself in a position like most every other NFL team that you got to reach. And sure enough, but they don't have to, and they didn't with him. But the thing about it is. The last guy I would want to be grooming, my young guy, is Aaron Rodgers.
There's just multiple weird things about it. You just pointed out one. And the other thing is, I understand, you don't want to take a quarterback when you actually need one. Just get one early so you can groom him. But Raheel pointed out, how long is Aaron Rodgers going to play? He's not on retirement's door. He's a guy who's probably maybe 2 to 3 years. So you're telling me Jordan Love is that type of a prospect that you couldn't find, you couldn't help your team this year, and then go find another prospect in the next 2 to 3 years while Aaron Rodgers, I get you don't look in the future, all that stuff. But if you are a championship team, it's, I don't know how you do it. If you,
right.
If,
well,
I, man, well, I'd didn't, be so pissed if I was Aaron Rodgers. I don't care. Like, dude, we got how far, and I get it. It might have been a lucky run there, and you really were outmatched there at the end, but we're still a good team, and you still have at minimum two, not prime years, but back end prime years with me. And I'm the best quarterback.
Right. Well, by year three, then you got Jordan Love starting. He can sit for 2 years. It's a bit of a, I mean, but you know what? I can't argue with it. I mean, been saying you don't want to draft a quarterback when you have to, because you reach. And a lot of times you reach and you make mistakes and you put everything on that kid. Right now, Jordan Love is just sitting there going, I can just sit around for a couple of years and learn. And, you know, Steve Young did it. Aaron Rodgers did it. And you know what? Brett Favre hated it. And Aaron Rodgers is going to hate it. And Ben Roethlisberger hated it when they drafted Mason Rudolph. And I'm sure Tom Brady was like, really? A second round pick on Garoppolo when I'm here and I got all this time left? Really? But you know what? Yeah, that's what smart teams do.
So
this is what they do.
So if Aaron Rodgers has the like 5 years left, much like I don't know when exactly Garoppolo was drafted, but Brady obviously played far longer than Garoppolo could be there, so they get rid of him. So if Aaron Rodgers is like, I'm going to play till I'm 41, and he still is able to play till he's 41, I mean, then I won't call it a wasted draft pick because you can't know the future. But I would have gauged what Aaron Rodgers believe is his time frame for playing. If he tells you, I'm probably done at 38. I don't want to play till 40 like Tom or past 40, then I would understand this more. But if Aaron Rodgers is of the mindset that I might play till 40 and the performance hasn't dropped off to a point where you're thinking, man, I hope Aaron doesn't want to play till he's 40. I get it why you do it. It's a tough sell to the guys in the locker room, I think.
Well, yeah, especially moving up and take a first rounder when we could use another receiver in a receiver deep draft, and you're drafting a quarterback when we went to the NFC Championship game, really? I could see, but you know what? It's what smart, again, this is what smart teams do. Well, you go ahead and wait, and then you know what? If you have to trade for a guy, guess what you get? Brock Osweiler. Well, you know what? You're desperate. Let's go trade for Brock Osweiler. How'd that work out?
Well, the Texans generally don't. Things don't work out.
But for most teams that have to have a quarterback, you know what?
The Packers are known as a good organization. So maybe that all plays into why you're drafting. But the Vikings needed a quarterback. Now we can debate Kirk Cousins, but he's not Brock Osweiler.
No, but he's, you know what? Aren't you limited with Kirk Cousins? And they had to make a move, and they had to give him $100 million, and guess what you're going to get out of it? A playoff win. You're going to get a playoff win.
But again, Aaron Rodgers, you could have done this next year. You could have done this in the second round, maybe. But you're right. If you love Jordan Love, you think he's the guy.
You have to love him.
And you have to, then that's fine. But, man, you're competing against Aaron Rodgers' time, the window here, too. You know, it's you could use another weapon, but there's also all the wide receivers at that point. You know, all the big ones were gone. You saw T. Higgins on the board. Maybe that's who you go get. But man, it was an interesting move. I was like, I don't know if I would do it this year.
I wonder if LaFleur is not a second year coach. If he's maybe 5 years in, I wonder if he does it because he's a guy. But as a second-year guy, look, I just made the NFC title game, and I want to look to a guy for the future. I'm going to be here a long time, so I want to get my guy. I just wonder if that played a part in it.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just totally it's the opposite. This is what a team with a strong general manager does. You know what we're doing? We're drafting for the future. You know what? I don't care. You know what? Win with the guys I give you.
But if you're
I gave you a backup quarterback, a young backup quarterback that we're going to pay first-round money to. Just go win now.
If Mike McCarthy was there, I still wonder if this was a guy, a 7-8-year guy coach who has had some success and you're still striving for that title, I wonder if it's such an easy decision because we looked at Matt LaFleur. He looked pretty pleased with the move.
Right.
I just wonder if it's a guy who's looking for a veteran coach if he's like, no. Go get me a guy who's going to help us win this year.
Well, maybe that's why McCarthy's not there. Maybe, you know what? I'm the boss here. I'm going to do what's best for the organization here. You know what? This is not a Bill O'Brien situation where we're going and we're giving up all our draft picks to try to win right now, and we're a mediocre team. That's not what we're doing
here.
What we're doing is we're building an organization here.
They gave up draft picks to win, I guess, later because they did give up a draft pick to move. To do it, but what's best for organization? Jordan Love sitting on the bench, or a good wide receiver to help Aaron Rodgers?
Well, listen, the Patriots didn't do it right. I don't know what the hell they were thinking trading Garoppolo for a second rounder when a starting quarterback could clearly get a first rounder. I don't know. That was Bill, I think, shoving it up Robert Kraft's behind because he said I don't know, that seemed like a Bill O'Brien move, getting a second rounder. But you know what a starting quarterback in the NFL will bring? He might bring more than the 26th pick. You've got trade value there with Jordan Love now, especially if he plays really well in the preseason.
Aaron Rodgers would have to get hurt because that's what happened for Jimmy G, right? Tom Brady got suspended. Jimmy G played, and then things were.
And Jimmy
G saw how good he was,
or he plays really well in the preseason.
But how long before the flip, right? Like minimum 3 years? Is it going to be that quick of a flip? So again, it won't be a flip that could help Aaron Rodgers.
No. And you know what? Again, the organization, we're not here to help Aaron Rodgers. I told you can't put those in there, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. It's 848. We're not here to please Aaron Rodgers or Bill O'Brien. We're here to build an organization.
He is your franchise.
He currently is the guy who's best capable of leading you to the ultimate goal, right? A Super Bowl. So maybe you're not pleasing Aaron Rodgers, but you want to help your most important player reach the most important goal.
Well,
and Jordan Love does not do that for at least multiple years.
Well, is it? I mean, maybe they're sending a message. Aaron, your days are numbered here.
Well, man,
maybe they're sending that message.
Ooh. Ooh, man.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. The Patriots only able to get a second rounder for Jimmy G because they waited until the trade deadline to deal him and risk losing him in the offseason for nothing as his contract was up. And plenty of guys are traded. They had another. He had another year left on his deal. Plenty of guys are up, and you trade them. If a starting quarterback in the NFL, you could have gotten more than a second rounder. At the time, we were all like, "What the hell, really?" And you spent a second rounder on Jimmy G. They would. Mm-hmm. You can turn if Jordan Love looks really good. You can turn Jordan Love if you're going to stay with Aaron Rodgers long term. Then you can turn Jordan Love for more if he looks good.
If he looks good, but then that's the conundrum, right? Is if Aaron Rodgers is still good at that point, and again, that's going to be, let's say, 3 years from now. So you can add other weapons. You can add pieces. You still have the second round, but they're picking late in the second round. You can add guys, but it's that, okay, well, if he's still good, then let's get him weapons he can use right now, because by the time you trade Jordan Love, those picks, if you get a first, you're going to get another quarterback that you're going to have to groom after Aaron Rodgers, right? Because let's say there's still a year gap between there. So I get the move from a franchise standpoint, but this is a different situation. This is one of the best quarterbacks of all time. You never draft wide receivers for him. They actually had a decent running game last year, so that's nice. But at some point, like Aaron Rodgers, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you go, guys, you guys want to give me anything here?
Yeah, he was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday, and they were talking about a potential Packers move. And the quote was something along the lines of, we haven't drafted a skill position player on offense in 15 years, so it would be nice to get one in the first round. In the first round.
They did.
Well, that doesn't help him, is what he's saying. He's talking about guys who would help him. He obviously wasn't referencing drafting a quarterback. He was referencing a wide receiver or a running back that would help his cause, and Jordan Love does not help his cause.
Well, he got what he wanted, a skill position player in the first round.
Here you go, Aaron. You're going on these podcasts and talking all that mess. Here you go.
That's what you get. There's no more, okay? It's the most important skill position.
Drafting Jordan Love is fine, but it doesn't help that organization for multiple years. So, I mean, do what you look for the future, but if Aaron Rodgers is throwing to those vagabonds that we saw, they weren't even journeymen because they're younger players. Those guys we can't even name next year. This question is going to get asked to the Packers. Wait a minute.
Oh.
These guys maybe they'll attack in the second round and find a guy, but.
Well, what did they ask when Brett Favre was still in his. Brett Favre had how many years left? He played for how many teams after he left Green Bay? And he still played. How many did they have left when they drafted Aaron Rodgers? Those same questions were asked.
Well, I don't know.
They must really, really think highly of Jordan.
I don't remember who the Packers had as weapons. I don't know who their receivers were at that point. So they might have been in a better position where drafting Aaron Rodgers was fine because they had a stacked roster as far as offensive weapons are concerned. I just know we have trouble naming the Packers wide receivers. Can you name one right now?
Ooh, the tall white guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
McKenzie. The dude with the two first names, yep.
No, number 17, they still had him. Listen, Denzel Mims is still out there. Michael Pittman is still out there. They'll probably grab, and they might like one of those later wide receivers.
They might like to move up because they're picking number 62, 30th pick in the second round.
Yes.
Yeah,
Davante Adams is the number 17. We have a special guest on.
Who's the special guest?
Introduce yourself, special guest.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello?
Got so much energy, Lance.
Hey, buddy. Congratulations on a huge night. On a huge night.
It was awesome.
I went right to the NFL Network after the draft, and you weren't there, so I went to bed.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen me probably till 2-something because our taping didn't finish until about 12:30, and then they had to edit and put together. I don't even think it showed up until like 2 a.m.
I didn't even see it.
I have no idea. So they started my mock draft later. God dang it.
Whoa.
Oh, no. I ordered my coffee, and now there's a line that's 14 people long. God bless.
Whoa. God bless that line?
It's like a 14 people line. Shelter at home, dummies. Shelter at home.
Mm.
You're not essential like we are.
Somebody's irritable.
What if they were up doing their mock drafts too?
Yeah.
Lance?
Yeah, maybe they were up till 5:38, not like 4:38.
Man, and then I get a text message at 7:30 in the morning. I go to sleep at 5, I don't know, 5-something. Last I saw was 5:05 on the clock, so whatever after that. And then, bloop, hey, Lance, did you mean to leave Denzel Mims out? So now I got to rework the mock draft. I didn't. I get a text. Let me change that. I get a text and, of course, just immediately ignored it until my alarm went off, which is about 25 minutes ago. And then it said, oh, it's my editor. Oh, make sure you have it by 8:30. I'm like, yeah, I'll just put Mims in there somewhere. So I don't even remember where I put him. I don't care. But I gave the Texans your gross Matos from Penn State.
No, he's not a good guy.
They're
going to
take a
him.
Safety, but I gave him a defensive end.
They're not taking a safety, but they're not taking a guy. Was Gross
Grant Delpit? I'm telling you, you get Grant Delpit. You're welcome.
No, I don't want Grant Delpit. So,
it's too late. Well, the word's already on the streets.
Let me ask you this: Was Gross Matos in the middle of that hazing of those freshmen where they touched their private parts?
Yes,
at Penn State?
He was.
Okay, well, then there's no chance Jack Easterby will have him on his team.
I know. I just put that there because I don't want to put Grant, because it kind of messed my mock up. I needed to unload Gross Matos because I had Grant Delpit there, because I already know. I've been told by somebody at NFL Network who knows something, and they just said, put Delpit to the Texans. The Texans want Delpit. I'm like, what? But Delpit doesn't tackle. Him and Reed, that's talent, but it's – not the greatest tackling.
No.
And he's like, just sitting there.
He's not.
Texans
no.
Safety, so
they're not taking. No. They're taking Epinesa.
No, they wouldn't take. That dude's got no juice. He's
yeah,
got
he
no
does.
Rush.
Ooh.
I actually have him falling after the Texans, like 45th or 46th, something
watch.
Like that.
Epinesa is going
to
be their pick.
I've got all
watch.
The Steelers. Well, there's nothing quite like a traits guy. Bill O'Brien says he covers traits, and then he wants a 5-flat pass rusher. That'd be interesting. Doesn't even run as fast as offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like traits.
Oh. Right. I didn't know they were racing out there.
How about, yeah. Oh, I thought this was football. What about Blacklock? How about him? Yeah, that's who he's going to be.
Now, they could draft Blacklock. But I've got Blacklock going before them, so I don't think they'll get
well, that's
a chance.
Well, that's dumb. That's dumb because Blacklock has fallen all the way to the Texans.
So you want Blacklock?
No, Blacklock will go off the board.
Espinesa, John, which one?
I want both of them.
You can't have both.
You know what?
Bill
O'Brien's going to trade up out of the seventh round, and bing, 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 and there you go. You can use his seventh rounder to get Epinesa and Blacklock.
You are about as knowledgeable about the draft as Bill O'Brien is, apparently.
Bill O'Brien tried really to move up yesterday, Lance?
Are you, what's that?
Do you have the confirmation that Bill O'Brien tried to move up into the first round?
I just talked to somebody who said teams were taking calls from Bill O'Brien. So I don't know how serious it got. And I think that's an exploratory call, but it does show how Bill O'Brien just can't stand not to be in the hand. Like, he's got to see the flop. He'll call anything. He just wants to see the flop. He needs the action.
That's a
shame. He just has to have action all the time.
And that sounds like Daryl Morey. Oh,
it's what it
only
is.
Without the analytics.
Daryl actually is card counting. Don't ever compare the two. Daryl is counting cards. Bill O'Brien has a 3-7 suit and like, well, technically I do still have a shot at a straight flush. I better see the flop.
Technically.
Better see the flop. And somebody raises three times the blind, and he's like, boy, that's a lot, but I'd hate to pass up on a straight flush. I'm probably going to get paid on that, and they won't see me coming.
Yeah.
Like, no, Bill, fold your hands, please.
No.
I do think they're going to go D-line, cornerback, and six.
Thank you. I
think those are the three picks, and I think there are people around the league who, when they run their own little boards and charts and everything, that's kind of how they've got it locked down too. So I can see that being the case.
Watch, somebody moves up to 39. I guarantee somebody's going to move up to 39 and take a defensive lineman right before their pick. I guarantee that's going to happen.
Well,
and they're going to go, what?
Like, you've got – I'm telling you, John, I think it's Delpit.
No, shut up. It's not Delpit.
Well, I don't know why you keep saying no.
Because he can't
you.
Tackle. I've been watching Delpit. He can't tackle.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Lonnie Johnson couldn't play the ball. They took him in a second. Why is this? What do you mean if this can't be the
they
case?
They just signed Eric Murray. They got Justin Reed.
Nope.
They just paid Gibson.
Nope.
Gibson
ain't going to – Gibson's done.
They just paid him. What are you talking about? He's got a couple of years left.
Huh? I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now, I'm warning you now so you're not super sad. They're taking a safety today.
It's not Delpit. We're taking a break. How many people? You still got 12
LSU,
in front of you?
Joe Burrow, LSU, Greg Delpit. LSU.
If it was Joe Burrow or Clyde Edwards-Helaire Justin Jefferson or Kalevon, why do you have to? Okay, you got all those good players. Why are you going to get Delpit?
What about Christian Fulton?
John,
Christian Fulton.
Christian Fulton. How about that? Maybe you can get Christian Fulton and Delpit.
In the fifth, grab Christian Fulton.
Nope. Look at all those Tigers.
LSU Tigers.
SEC. SEC. That's right, baby. That's right. All right, taking a break. Lance, I hope you got 12 people in front of you now.
I'm at the station.
All right. Then Lance will be here, tired and cranky. Did he get a pizza from the Texans yesterday? No. Did I? Yes. Thank you. Well, here's the deal, though. If you're looking for, if at your address, you don't have the countertops that you want, if you don't have the vanities, if you don't have that fireplace that looks awesome, if you don't have that outdoor kitchen, if you don't have that outdoor patio, if you're looking to upgrade and make it look rich and beautiful and make it look, listen, add to the value of your home or your business. That's what you got to do. Okay, enough that how do you think you're going to sell that house if you don't upgrade? You've been there 10, 15, 20 years and you haven't upgraded. This is what Jeff Aronoff does. He will put in beautiful countertops, beautiful outdoor kitchen with that makes it so much more valuable. He did that with us before we sold our house. It was awesome and we got more for our house because of it. You got to have that outdoor kitchen. If you don't, give them a call, 713-880-2822. Right now your business is closed and you want to upgrade, do it now. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.